favoritism. Am I guilty of that? Yep, sure I am. And is it grounded? Well, I think it is. Now, what am I talking about? Well, you see, this week's app is not something that will astound you when it comes to what it does. It will knock you out of your knickers when it comes to the way it does it and how it looks while it's doing it. Well, just hang in there. You'll see what I mean. Welcome to the 22nd episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Disco. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away 6 licenses for this application and tons of more stuff, but I'll talk about that a bit later in this episode. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window. You can click the links there as well, and you can check it out on your iPod screen. And again, this episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast is sponsored by the nice people of Plask.com. That is Plask.com, and they're the creators of Comic Life. Now, for those of you who went and downloaded the application for the Neat Little Mac Apps contest that I started last week, you all know that this is a great comic creation application. Now, it really makes it fun to create comics, but it's also an extraordinary way of turning your day-to-day pictures into funny and cool comics that you can put on the web or send to friends and family. So definitely check it out at plask.com. Just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window. And on a second note, I wish to add a reminder that there is a huge contest running for a license, for 3 licenses of Comic Life Deluxe. Now, all you have to do is get the Comic Life demo application from the site at Plask and create a small comic. Now, that can be a very small comic. One page will do it, just as long as it's a bit in the spirit of Neat Little Mac Apps. Now, don't worry about the watermarks in the demo application. Just send me the raw project file and I'll turn it into a nice comic and I'll post it on the site. More about this contest later in the show, but you can send it at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. I have an extra add-on for the first 7 contenders of this contest. You will get an invite to join the Mac Heist website. What's this all about? Well, it's a new project from, amongst other people, Phil Ryu. I don't know if you know him, but he's the guy behind the whole My Dream App contest that got a lot of publicity recently. And what you have to do is you go to macheist.com, and there you can log in. Now, that login is only by getting an invite of another people that is already in the Mac Heist world, so to speak. What's it all about? Well, it's this strange site where you get clues and you have to solve riddles and go with a whole community of other Mac Heist people to different sites, and it's like, it's viral marketing, kinda. You have to really play detective, so to speak, through all kinds of different sites. You have to mail people and stuff like that. And in the end, you will get codes where you can open the vault. And in that vault, there are supposedly a lot of really cool applications that you get for free. It's all mysteriously put together with tips here and there, dispersed on different sites. You really should visit the site to get a look and feel of the whole project. It really is cool. So I have 7 invites that I'm going to give you, and I will give them to the first 7 people who join in the Comic Life contest. So be sure to join in. Okay, we have some listener feedback for this episode, and that is provided by Richard Rainsford. Now, he just hopped in via iChat, and he posed some questions, and perhaps some of you listeners are interested in this also. You might or might not have seen that on my site, I have this iChat status icon. There you can see whether or not I'm available on my iChat on the site itself. And he was interested and he wanted to know how I did that. Well, the easiest way is, well, I tried to put it online in the news section of the site also, but basically just go and look in the source code of all the pages on Neat Little Mac Apps, and there you do a find, a search on the word iChat, and you will see a little code string that you just have to copy and paste in your website and tweak it just a little bit. The only things you have to do is change my screen name into your screen name and change the URLs that are in there to specific images to the same URLs but for your site. So just grab the images that those two URLs are referring to, get those images, upload them to your site, and change the URL in your piece of code on your site to those images on your site. Be sure to do that, because otherwise you'll be grabbing the images of my site and I'd like to have that bandwidth on your server, not on mine. Anyway, just check the site, I'll put it up there as well. Okay, enough chit-chat, let's head over to the application review. What is it? Well, Disco is a disk-burning app. Current version, public beta 2. Yes, I like it that much that I want to talk about it even if it's still in beta. It's created by Austin Sarner. You probably know him, he's the guy behind AppZapper. Jasper Hauser, who did the icon design. Jason Harris, a guy you already know from Chicken of the VNC and lots of other stuff. And Brian Ball, who is also behind, amongst other things, AppZapper. You might know them also if you follow the My Dream App contest a bit. They're the guys behind that, also together with Phil Ryu. Anyway, they created this application, and you can find out more about it at discoapp.com. Why do I use this application? Well, again, it's a CD burning app. I know there are plenty of good alternatives to do just that, burning CDs. So why am I so full of this one? Well, it's cool. I mean, it looks terrific. The user interface is slick. It has a bit of a Pro Tools look of it. And the way they guide the user through the whole burning process, I mean, they even have a name for the way they do that. It's called Crossroads. And it takes you by the hand and guides you through the whole process. It also has a great graphical gimmick. Now, I'll keep this as a surprise. You'll notice what I'm talking about later in the show. And both of those things combined make it this really great application. So, let's run through this app in an example mode. Okay, you open it up, and the first thing you will see is a nice pulsating logo asking you to insert a disk or just drop files on the interface. So what do? You take some files, you drop it in there, and you get a nice list of the files that you'll go and burn. You can hit the little magnifying glass there to reveal the actual location of the file. You can delete them there. You can change the name of the CD on the top of that little window. And you can hit image or burn. Now, image would create an image file, of course. Burn would burn it to a CD. There is also a nice feature here. When you add more folders and files onto the application than would fit on a CD, then a feature called Spandex will kick in. Meaning that Disco app, when you hit the burn icon, it will go and tell you like, oh, you have too much files on this disk for one CD, it won't fit on it. You will need two or three or more disks to fit it all on. You also can see that because the top screen turns a bit reddish when you add too much files to it. So that's Spandex. One tip, and this is still probably because it's beta, if you throw in folders that are in its whole one folder larger than one disk, then the Spandex function won't work. So the different folders that you throw on there, those it can spread over multiple disks when those folders in itself are smaller than the whole disk. For instance, if you have a CD, basically that's about 650, 700 megabytes. If you throw one folder on the window that is, for instance, 800 megabytes, then Spandex won't work. It only works with multiple smaller folders that needs to be spread throughout multiple CDs. So again, it's still beta, keep this in mind. Okay, so you hit the burn button, and then depending on what's in your preferences, it will show you that it's opening a session and it will start burning. Literally. I mean, the application window will just start smoking, and it will pile up and give you this real life rendering of actual smoke coming out of this application. It's a hoot. If you check it out, it really is cool. You've got the window on your desktop and it's just burning and smoking away. It really is cool. You should check out the artwork window in iTunes to see what I'm talking about. Now, besides of the whole smoke thing that will build up while it's nearing the end of the session, you will also see a lot of feedback in the window itself. You will see a percentage there. You will see it graphically represented in a disk. You will see also the amount of time that it will take to finalize the burning process. Really nicely done. Just check out, you should really, throughout this whole review, check out the artwork window so you see what I'm talking about. It really is slick. You can also see the status in the dock icon of Disco. You will see the percentage there. And then you will get a disk completed message. Also, when you copy a disk, you just insert an specific disk that you want to copy with data already on it. And instead of burn, it will say, okay, you can make an image or just copy the disk. It will create an image for you in the background and it will ask you to insert a new disk. You insert a new disk and it will just start copying that disk. When that copy is finished, you can even rewrite a second or a third or no matter how many disks extra from that specific image that you started. Another neat feature is discography. If you want, then Disco will keep track of everything that you have burned. So you can just open up the discography window and you can enter a search string there and it will show all the files that have that specific search string in them and you can see them nicely listed. You will see extra info such as when was it edited, on which disk is it, what was the burn date, what's the path on that specific disk. So you kind of get a catalog. You can browse through, even if you don't have the disk, for example, where did I put that latest project called Neat Little Mac Apps episode 12. I just hit episode 12 in the search window and it will tell me, oh, it's on that disk. And I can just insert that disk if I need it. Very cool. Okay, the preferences. Again, you know, I like to go by the preferences to explain more about this application. The look and feel of the preferences is the same as the application itself. It really is slick. It's a bit Pro Tools look also. And there you can tweak a lot of stuff. For example, sessions. Do you want to use sessions for your custom disks? Add new sessions to already sessioned disks or use session for copied disks? So disks that you totally copied in a whole. Now, what is sessions? Well, basically it allows you to, normally if you would burn a disk, it will be closed off and you can't add things to it later on. Well, sessions will allow you to write a disk and add things later to that disk in specific sessions. So you can add until the disk is full. The burning preferences, there you can choose whether or not it should automatically skip the verification process. Now, this is also a very neat thing. If you have ended a burning process, you can have a verification if everything went well. And that verification happens on multiple layers. For instance, you get a window where Disco goes and check the structure of the things it burned, the positions, the content, the names, the sizes, and the metadata, and it will check them and you get a nice overview whether or not the burn was successful. Really cool. Now, besides the verification, you can also automatically append the date to that disk, which is very handy in my opinion, and you can enable the motion sensor. Now, what does this do? You know that a lot of the new MacBooks and stuff like that have a motion sensor built in. Well, this will monitor that motion sensor and it will warn you when your MacBook is moving too much for some reason or another. And you have the danger of getting a coaster, and that's the way they call it, when you risk getting a coaster, meaning a CD that wasn't burned correctly, then it will warn you and tell you, watch out because you're moving too much and you could get a coaster. So that's kind of like this neat extra feature in the application also. Next up is the discography preferences. Here you can select whether or not an index should be created for file disks or if also when you create a disk image, whether or not it should index those. Then you can choose whether or not the interface should be transparent or not, and you can choose the imaging options. What do you have there? You can choose DMG, ISO, or CDR type images. You can also select a directory where it has to save the images. You can also choose the disk type, whether you want to write your disk in Mac HFS Plus format, PC Yolit format, hybrid format, ISO 9660 format, and the UDF format. Do I know all of them? Not really. But I think the ISO 966 is the standard normal disk that you can use on both a Mac and a PC. The burn speed is also choosable, and the drive on which you want to write. For instance, if you have an external and an internal drive, you can choose which drive should be used there. Then you have the registration window in the preferences, and last but not least, the smoke preferences. And here it is when it gets really funny. What can you choose here? You can choose whether or not smoke, and that's the whole, you know, burning stuff that comes out of the window process, should be enabled or not. And you can enable microphone input. What's this? Well, it's fun, I can tell you. Okay, imagine you're burning away, smoke is coming out of your application, and then you blow in the direction of your microphone like this, and then you will see the smoke twirl all around because it's just like you're blowing into the smoke. It really is cool. You should check this out. One tip: you have to have a non-NVIDIA graphics card. I know, don't start. I know this is a great flaw in this application. It's a beta, remember, but really this should be solved really soon because everyone should use this. Anyway, here you can choose also the style of smoke. And which styles do you have? Check out the iTunes artwork, you'll see what I mean. You have the normal plain smoke style. You have the fire style, you have the goo style, you have the icy mist style, the purple haze, the red sea, and the steam style. And then you have a custom style. Now all the styles are based on three colors, with each a certain degree of transparency, and then you can set the blur of the smoke, the frames per second of the smoke, and the mouse intensity. What's the mouse intensity? Well, it's a bit like the microphone input. You can wave with your mouse through the smoke and it will change and twirl around that mouse movement. So that's really cool. And those are all the things that you can tweak to Disco app. So again, what do you get for a really low price here? You get a great looking application, really easy to use, lots of features, lots of fun features also. There are just two developer tips that I want to add to this app. First one, get the smoke going on those Intel Macs with NVIDIA cards. I mean, one of the main reasons I really dig this application is because of the cool smoke feature. I know they are working on a lot of stuff. They've already tweaked a lot of bugs and stuff like that. But the smoke, guys, I want it on all the machines, please. Anyway, that was the developer tip number one. And the second tip isn't really a tip. It's more like, well, see, there are people who love the interface and there are people who plainly don't like it. There are some strange quirks, and again, the smoke functionality is not supported by all graphic cards. But the real question you should ask yourself when you go and use this application is, do I want to pay for this app and be a beta tester? Because at this point, that's what you are. Or do I need an extreme functionality application that has all the bells and whistles, and then you have to go for an application, for instance, like Toast, that really does a great job, but is a lot more expensive. So really, this application is Tremendously cool for people who are looking for a replacement of the standard OS X burning app and even a lot of other burning apps out there. But you will have to give it a little bit of time until they can get their strange quirks out of it. What do you have to do to win a license? Well, I have 6 licenses for Disco app. There is one license of those 6 licenses that is a bit of an odd one. See, listener Gary R. Green actually won 2 licenses in some contest for Disco app. He used the first one, but he didn't really need the second one, and so he was so kind as to donate his extra license to Neat Little Mac Apps. Now I told him, hey Gary, try to look for someone else, another Mac user who would love to use the application. Find someone who can really use that license. But he went ahead and said, well, hey, I'm working on a PC, don't know a lot of Mac users. I just recently changed to a Mac. Give it away. It's yours to do whatever you like with it. And so thank you, Gary, for providing us with an extra license that I can give away to the listeners. What do you have to do to win a license? Well, simply join the Comic Life contest. So let's round up all the things you can win here. First, you have the 3 licenses of Comic Life Deluxe. Next, you have 7 invites for Mac Heist. And that will be for the first 7 contenders of the contest. Whether or not you will win a Comic Live Deluxe or not, the first 7 mails that I get with a comic will get an invite. And next, we have 6 people who will get a Disco app license also. So the 3 people who win a Comic Live Deluxe license will automatically get a Disco app license, and then there will be 3 other people who will get the remaining Disco app license. All you have to do, download Comic Life, just hit the link in the iTunes artwork, and create a nice, Neat Little Mac Apps related comic. It really is easy. You'll see what I mean. You will open up the application, drop in some pictures, and you see just how easy the application really is. It can be anything, can be a small one-page comic, no matter, a few frames with a nice joke in it or something, just as long as you send me the main project file and I can create the comics and put them online. That's it for the contest. Remember, this contest will only run for another 2 weeks. So starting from this episode, you will have 2 weeks to get everything in. And remember that the first 7 will get a Mac Heist invite also. Oh, and if you are interested, just check your feed. I also included a comic of Neat Little Mac Apps of myself, created by myself. Now, it's not really graphically correct, but hey, if you can do better, be sure to send it in. It's also downloadable via the news page, but you can check it also in your iTunes feed. Okay, so thanks again for the people of Comic Life for providing me with the serial numbers and providing me with the sponsorship for this episode, of course. They are really too kind. Thanks for the people of Disco for providing me with the Disco serial numbers. And if you're a developer and you want your app to be reviewed on the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, just send it in at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com or use the feedback form on the site, and perhaps I will review your application. If you are intended to sponsor this episode, or you would like to know more about how sponsoring, or perhaps better mentioned, adopting an episode, just head over to the site. In the press kit section of the site, you will find out more about that, or of course just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window. If you want to support the podcast in another way, just head over to the Neat Little Mac Apps webshop and buy some apparel, or hey, simply mention it to friends or other Mac users that you know. Shout it out on some forum, I don't know, so we get a lot of listeners, because that's the way I go about it. I blurt it out there. As always, the music for this podcast is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Oh, I got a voice message sent to me via that voice message system on the side there, the blue box there. But remember, I don't see your emails, so he just put in a name and asked me, what's the great group that you're playing on the background there? But I couldn't respond to him. So the theme of this podcast is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over, and I'm playing the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com, and you can get there by just hitting the link in the iTunes artwork window, and it will direct you to that specific page of that artist. That's it for the podcast. I hope you liked it, and keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.